This morning, we were reading Bible like Acts chapter 10.
今天我们跟往常一样读那个查经，就是读第十章。
This one verse really strikes me.
就是其中有一句经文挺触动我的。
Actually, it strikes me all the time.
其实它也一直触动着我。
It's the Lord said to Peter in the vision.
就是主耶稣在异象里面对彼得说
，What God has cleansed, you do not treat it as unclean.
他说，神已经洁净了，你不要把它当为不洁净。
So I also shared a little bit of my insights in the WhatsApp.
所以我在那个 WhatsApp 上面也分享一点我的一些领受。
Because Peter always thought the Gentiles, they are not God's people. I cannot go to their house.
因为彼得一直觉得外邦人呢，他们是不洁净的，不配进入这个神的殿。
Because that time, God was calling Peter to go to Colonius' house. Colonius was an Italian, that's not a Jew.
因为那个时候神呢，就是差派这个彼得呢去那哥里流那个地他的家里面呢，哥里流他是意大利人，在那个时候他是外邦人。
So Lord was preparing Peter's heart.
但是神呢就是在预备彼得的心。
So give a vision three times, unclean animals, kill and eat.
就是对那个彼得说有这样一个意象，在意象对他说，把那些不洁净的这些看起来不洁净这些动物把它杀了拿来吃。
Peter said, "Lord, the unclean things never come into my mouth."
彼得说，这些不洁净的这个东西绝对不能入我的口的。
But the Lord said, "Whatever the God has cleansed, you don't treat it as unclean."
但是主就对他说，神已经洁净了，你不要当作不洁净。
And actually, I shared this morning in the original text is that what God has already sanctified.
就是在这个在原文里面，他的意思就是说，是神已经圣洁过的了。
You, Peter，
就是你彼得
，Don't treat us unclean，
不要把他们当作是不洁净的。
So what does that mean？
这什么意思呢
？I send you to the Gentiles，
我差派你到外邦人中间。
I have already cleansed them，
我已经洁净他们了。
My son's blood has cleansed them.
因为我的儿子耶稣基督的宝血已经洁净了他们。
You cannot treat them unclean.
你不能把他们当作是不洁净的。
That means you need to treat them as clean.
意思就是说你要把他们当作是洁净的。
If I preach this to the Chinese, maybe even the Caucasian Christians, they think, what are you talking about?
就是我要是对这个华人或者说甚至对白人这样分享的话，他们都会觉得说，对，特别是基督徒来讲，说你在讲什么呢
？It's not my problem. That's God's word.
这不是我的问题，这是神的话。
God has cleansed all. The only thing is they need to know they are clean.
神已经洁净我们了，他们应该要知道这是已经被洁净了的。
They need to know they are clean.
他们必须得要知道他们自己已经被洁
净。God has paid the price.
神已经付了代价。
They don't need to pay the price.
他们自己不需要再付这样的代价了。
So it's a simple truth.
所以这是很简单的真理。
So it's too so simple that people don't believe.
太简单了，简单到以至于人家都不敢相信了。
Because it's so simple.
因为就是这么简单。
You see, this is God's way. It's very simple.
你看，这个就是神的道，就这么简单。
But Satan's way is always try to make things complicated.
但撒旦就是把事情就是要搞复杂。
Do you hear me?
你们听明白吗
？Do you know that the Gentiles they are clean? That Bible said.
那些外邦人，神已经洁净了的，圣经说的。
You said no, they are not clean.
说不，他们不洁净的。
Do you get what I'm trying to say?
你能明白我的意思吗
？Do you get what I'm trying to say？
你能明白我的
意思吗 ？You don't get it。
你们没明白。
That's why we need the faith。
这就是为什么我们需要信心。
Basically, God says you only need to tell them that's the good news。
神说你只要告诉他们这是好消息。
God has cleansed them.
神已经洁净了他们。
That's what the Bible said.
这是圣经说的。
Today, all about Jesus is Jesus already paid the price. You don't need to pay.
这一切都是关乎耶稣，耶稣已经付了这个代价，你不需要再付。
They only need to know.
他们只需要知道。
The price is paid.
这代价已经付了。
But if they don't know,
但如果他们不知道的话
then what can they do?
那他们会做什么呢
They will not receive whatever the goodness of God.
他们会接受这个
主的恩典。
他们会接受主的恩典吗
So we need to tell everybody.
所以我们需要告诉别人。
Our part is, first, we need to believe for ourselves.
我们要做的就是我们自己的要相信。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢
When Christians, we gather here, when we pray, we need to believe God is going to bless me today.
所以我们基督徒聚集在这里呢，我们就应该要相信神已经祝福了我们。
Don't say, you know, I'm not good enough.
不要说我还不够好。
Oh, I don't know how to pray.
我不知道怎么样祷告。刚刚说的。
That's not a problem.
这不是问题。
The thing is, you just need to believe.
应该的是你就是要相信
You know In my life You know、I served God for many years 20-30 years
大概有二三十年了
I saw many things and heard many things
我已经看到了很多事听到了很多的事
Once we had a retreat
有一次我们有一个退休会
And this lady was a new believer
有一个、姐妹她是刚信主的
And we pray for the people to be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking tongues.
我们祷告，大家一起来被圣灵充满，说方言。
And that new believer lay hands on people, that person starts speaking tongues.
那个新的这个新信主的这个姐妹，她的手按手在别人身上，别人就开始说方言了。
She and her husband was scared.
她和她的先生都自己都吓呆了。
You know, her husband got really excited. You know, my wife can lay hands on people. People get filled with the Holy Spirit.
他的先生非常的兴奋，他说：“我的太太可以按手在别人身上，别人会说方言。”
Her wife was scared.
但他的太太却害怕。
The husband was so proud.
他的先生就非常的骄傲。
Either way is not right.
甚至这个骄傲不是好的。
It's scared, not good.
但是害怕是不对的。
It's just simply God's grace.
其实这个就是神的恩典而已。
Do you get it?
明白吗?
God wants to use those ones who are willing to be used to bless whoever is ready.
神就是用那些愿意被使用的，已经预备好了的。
And there was a time we had some people live downstairs. We were in Delta.
有段时间，当我们住在 Delta 的时候，楼下也住了几个租客。
This Christian sister always said there's demons in our room.
有一个基督徒的姐妹，她总是说，在她的房间里面，
Your house.
在她在这个房子里面有魔鬼。
And anyways, her husband was not a believer yet.
不管怎么样，她的先生呢还不信主了，那时候。
Because the wife always got into trouble with the demons because it disturbs the husband.
因为那个这个太太呢，她经常有这个魔鬼的这个搅扰呢，这个也很搅扰到她的先生。
So one day the husband was fed up.
所以有一天呢，那个先生就实在受不了了。
In your God's name, Jesus, I cast out the demons.
他就直接喊说：“我奉这个你的神，这个耶稣的这个名来赶走你这个魔鬼。”
So the demon is gone.
那个魔鬼就跑了。
So the non-believer cast off the demons out of believers.
所以能够你看不信主的人都可以把这个信主的人身上魔鬼给赶走。
So what happened?
这怎么回事呢
？Simply, just what God is doing is to believe.
这简单的道理就是说，你没有相信神叫你该相信。
So God's power is available to anybody, anyone today.
神的能力呢，其实在每个人的身上都是可行的。
Anybody, anyone.
任何人。
When I say anybody, even include those people on the street.
甚至包括这个街上的那些人。
Because God said, I have sanctified them on the cross.
因为神说我已经在十字架上已经洁净了他们。
That's Bible said.
这是圣经说的。
God has made clean, you don't treat them unclean.
神已经洁净了，你不要把他们当作不洁净。
But do you believe?
但你相信吗？
Whoever believes,
任何相信的人，
you get it.
你就会明白。
You see, this is the truth.
你会说这是真理。
All of us need to go back to that simple stage, as simple as a child.
我们只要回到我们孩子的状态。
So every Sunday when we come here, we are expecting miracles are going to happen.
所以星期天我们来到这里，就要期待有神迹会发生。
You don't come, need to come here to waste your time.
你不需要到这里来浪费时间。
You are expecting miracles.
你要期待有神迹。
You are expecting to meet with the Father.
你要期待与神相遇，与我们的父相遇。
Not just the miracles seen by your eyes. There's miracles inside you. God's riches are going to be bestowed upon you.
所以不要只是看外在的这个神迹，要看的是你心内的这个神迹。神要高抹你，要成为这个一个管家。
Just like Cornelius today, we read today.He was a non-Jew, but he prayed and helped the poor people among the Jewish people. And angel said, "Your prayer and the good things you have done to the people of Israel,
就是,
I have seen it."
就是哥尼流，他是个外邦人。他在帮助很多的那些人，包括这个犹太人，他自己是个非犹太人，他自己也经常祷告，天使就跟他说，我已经听见了你的祷告，我看见你对他们所做的善事。
So you see, today when we come here, many people are doing a lot of things out there, but you come here, just like colonies, you are sowing the seed.
所以这外面的许多的人，你们就像这哥尼流一样，你种下这些种子。
You are putting more oil in the lamp.
你把这个灯里面装进更多的油。
You are sowing the seed.
你种下那些种子。
When you sow the seed of an apple tree, sooner or later it's going to grow apples.
当你种下这个苹果树的这个种子，迟早它就会长成苹果树。
So today, maybe you said, "I don't see anything is
growing." 所以今天。
You sow the seed. You come here, but you don't know, you know what's growing there. You know.
所以你今天来种下这个种子，你就会心里犯嘀咕，不知道这个后面会长成什么样。
One day the Lord says, "I saw your prayer."
有天
，I saw your devotion.
主对你说，我听见你的祷告，我看见你的敬虔。
I will do things in your family.
我会在你的家里做事。
This is what.Not what I said. Today we read Cornelius, the non-Jew. Angel told him, "Your prayer has been heard. Your alms have been received."
这不是我说的。你看圣经上已经讲了，他是对天使就对哥尼流说，我已经听见你的祷告，看见你所种的这个种子。
So he sent Peter.
所以他就说彼得
to his house.
对他的家说。
And Cornelius.Sure enough, his heart is prepared. You understand? Your heart and my heart is prepared. This is very important.
哥尼流，他们家的这个心已经准备好了，我们的心也要准备好。
Sunday after Sunday, day after day, we pray to prepare our hearts.
每个星期天，我们的祷告就是要预备我们的心。
You see, the colonists said, "Peter, Angel told me to invite you to my house."
你看，哥尼流说。彼得啊，这个天使叫我说来邀请你到我家里来。
Even told me that is Peter. Your name is Peter.
他的名字叫彼得，就是直接叫他名字彼得。
He gathered all his relatives, his friends, family members.
他把他自己家里所有的亲戚啊、朋友啊都叫来了。
But listen to what you want to teach us.
他要来听你要对我们讲的话。
How many people here says I'm here?I come here, bring my family members. Listen, what you want to teach me?
多少人会说，我会带我所有的这个亲戚朋友来一起来听你要对我们讲的话。
Wow, many people here said, "Okay, you know, the church is boring and this or that." But the colonists said, "You know, I want to listen to what you want to say to me. What God wants you to say to me.
你看我们要是我们来的话我们就说哎呀这个教会讲道好无聊啊。但是哥林流却说我们想要来听你要对我们说的话。
You know, if you read on, what happened?
如果你继续读的话后面发生什么呢？
The good thing is that his good father, all the children listen to him. So all the children sitting there, his wife sitting there, or maybe wives sitting there, their friends sitting there, and then listen attentively.
好事呢，可能哥林流他真的是个好父亲，所以他的家里面呢，这大大小小的孩子都愿意到他的身边，还有亲戚朋友都愿意来，愿意听这个。
When Peter started speaking, even not speaking the gospel.
当彼得开始讲的时候，还没到这个讲到这个福音呢。
He just said, "I'm a Jew. I'm not supposed to come to your house."
他说我是个犹太人，其实我不合适到你们这个外邦人家中的。
But the Lord told me to come.
但是主叫我要来。
I don't like it.
我自己也不喜欢。
When I'm sharing this, you need to listen attentively.
当然我分享的时候，你们仔细听。
Before he shared the gospel, he just apologized.
他还没有在分享到福音的，他只是说一些道歉的话。
Holy Spirit fall upon all the family members.
圣灵就充满了他家里的
每个人。They started speaking in tongues.
他们就开始说方言了。
And this became a pitiful surprise.
这个彼得就自己都很惊讶。
These guys are not what baptized.
他说：“这些人都还没受洗呢。”
These guys didn't say, "I need to receive Jesus to pray the sinner's prayer."
他还没说我愿意接受主，这个做这个接受主的祷告，觉知祷告都还没做呢。
These people didn't do anything like that.
这些人都还没做这些事呢。
They're filled with the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满了。
This surprised Peter.
这个让彼得很惊讶。
This even surprised all the apostles in Jerusalem. They actually discussed, debated on this.
这耶路撒冷那些圣徒们，他们都很惊讶，他们甚至还因此而辩论。
So this is what happened.
这就是当时发生的事情。
Because their heart is prepared.
因为他们的心已经预备好了。
Do you get it? Colonius and the family, their heart is.Prepared.
因为哥尼流他们家的人心已经预备好了。
And God's blessing come on the right time.
而且神的祝福就是恰恰那个时间。
So we here the church, we always come with an expectation. Every Sunday, every prayer, we have come with an anticipation.
所以星期天的时候，我们来的时候，我们带着一个期待的心，充满期待。
Something is going to happen.
星期天呢，这些事情会发生的。
I think Colonius didn't ever expect the whole family friends can be saved in 1 minute.
这我想哥尼流可能自己都没想到，自己全家人大大小小的，包括亲戚朋友，这个一秒钟就得洁净了，一分钟就得这个。
Everybody come to the Christ.
大家都信主了。
So don't put that stereotype in your mind.
所以不要把老成见放在这个心里面。
Don't put that your pre-assumptions in your mind.
不要把这个过去的这个成见放在心里面。
God is God.
神是神。
Just believe His words.
就相信他的话。
And He will do miraculous things among us.
他会行奇事在我们中间。
So every time when we divide into groups to pray, you are expecting miracles are going to happen.
所以每次我们分这个小组，这个在这边祷告的时候，你要期待会有神迹在我们中间。
Amen, Hallelujah.